My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered. Isaiah 45, verse 15 to 25. Our God of salvation. Truly you are a God who has been hiding himself, the God and Saviour of Israel. All the makers of idols will be put to shame and disgraced. They will go off into disgrace together. But Israel will be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You will never be put to shame or disgraced to ages everlasting. For this is what the Lord says, He who created the heavens, He is God. He who fashioned and made the earth, He founded it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited. He says, I am the Lord and there is no other. I have spoken in secret from somewhere in a land of darkness. I have not said to Jacob's descendants, Seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Gather together and come, assemble, you fugitives from the nations. Ignorant are those who carry about idols of wood, who pray to gods that cannot save. Declare what is to be, present it, let them take counsel together. Who foretold this long ago? Who declared it from the distant past? Was it not I, the Lord? And there is no God apart from me. A righteous God and a Saviour, there is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity a word that will not be revoked. Before me every knee will bow, by me every tongue will swear. They will say of me, In the Lord alone and deliverance and strength. All who have raged against him will come to him and be put to shame. But the descendants of Israel will find deliverance in the Lord and will make their boast in him. These are encouraging verses about our God of salvation. Yes, God is the God of Israel, but so clearly he saves the nations too. We, the Gentiles, the nations, are included in the salvation of God. It's always been his plan to include the nations in his plan of salvation. Verse 18, that he is the Lord, Yahweh, and there is no other, is more than just the use of his name to identify himself. Hey, I'm Yahweh, pleased to meet you. No, here his name is used to stress his character. The meaning of the name Yahweh emphasizes his self-existence. He was, he is, he will be, relying on no one and nothing else. Verse 23 reminds me of Philippians 2, 9 to 11, showing that Jesus Christ our Saviour is one and the same with Yahweh. Despite sin, Israel in the end will not be ashamed. And so too for us, as we've been grafted into the promises of God for Israel, the work of our saving God. How do we respond to our God of salvation? We'll repent of our idolatry, whatever gets in the way of him. Worship as he deserves, trust him, look to the future when he comes again. Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenovaec.com. That's contact@kenovaec.com.